The Rangers trying to keep their playoff hopes alive, taking on the Mariners. Texas looking for their third straight win. We pick up the action in the third scoreless game. Andrew Cashner facing Mitch Haniger.
Again, his 1-2. Swing, thump, crush, left field, no doubt about this. Gone just below Edgar's sign, above the manual scoreboard. Absolutely crushed by Mitch Haniger. His 14th of the season. No questions asked. Mariners are on top, 1-0.
Felix from the belt delivers. Runner goes at first. Swinging a ground ball to third. Off the glove of Kyle Seager. Scoring from third. Going on contact is Delino DeShields. And the Rangers have tied the game at 1-1. One run in the stretch. The 0-2 to Mazzara. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Into center field for a base hit. Chu will score. Andrews running third. He will score. Up of the ball is Heredia. Gets the throw in to shortstop Gene Segura. Nomar Mazzara with a single and two RBIs, and the Rangers now lead it by a score of 3-1. And the 1-2 pitch, swinging a high drive deep into right center field. Haniger going back to the warning track near the wall, leaps up and it's gone. Goodbye baseball. Rougned Odor with a grand slam home run, and the Rangers now lead the Mariners by a score of 7-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Seven runs for Texas here in the frame for Odor, his 30th home run of the year. He had 33 last year, and he clears off the bases here in the top of the fourth. Swing and a fly ball by Cruz, deep to right field, going and going. Goodbye baseball, way out of here to right field. Way back into the lower deck, Nelson Cruz with his 34th home run of the season. An opposite field shot, Mariners' second home run tonight. Haniger with a blast to left field in the third. Cruz with a missile out of here to right field in the bottom of the fourth. And it's now the Rangers 7 and the Mariners 2. Number 34 for Nelson Cruz.
The 2-0. Swinging, it's crushed high out to center field, has some distance. Heredia is on the track. He is feeling for the wall. He leaps, and Heredia takes a grand slam right back. Guillermo Heredia scaling the fence in center field, and he robs Shin-Soo Choo of what would have been home run number 20. A run does score. It's a very lengthy sacrifice fly by Choo. Chirino scores, and Heredia, some more robbery. He has done that more than once already this season.
One on, two outs, bottom of the ninth inning, the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a line drive into left center field. On the run, Mazzara comes in and he makes the catch, and that will retire the side, and the ball game is over. The Texas Rangers win it tonight. A final score of 8-6, and they take the opening two games of this three-game series.
Alex Claudio a two-inning save as the Rangers win their third straight, taking out the Mariners 8-6. Texas moves to within 2.5 games of the Twins for the second wild card spot. Nomar Mazzara, two hits, two RBIs, and a run scored. Shin-Soo Choo with two hits and a run driven in. The Mariners lose their fifth in a row. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
Yeah, we start with obviously Felix Hernandez. About the first three innings, he threw the ball outstanding. He was attacking the strike zone. That was as sharp as he's been in a long time. Unfortunately, the fourth inning, that unraveled. And, it just kind of starts with the walks. And, we didn't make a couple of errors in that inning. And then, the big mistake pitch to Odor that dug us a really big hole. Our guys kept fighting. Proud of our group there. They kind of know what we're up against at that point in the game. And we did not quit, even until the last out was made. We had a lot of swings, with guys on bases loaded a couple innings and didn't really bust through with the big knock there. But, we hung in there. Just the hole was so deep, we just couldn't overcome it. So frustrating, I think, is the best way to put it. You get off to a good start in that game. Felix is cruising along. I don't think anybody really squares him up. First time through the order and you're thinking, we're probably going to be okay to get five innings out of him. Just didn't happen tonight. That was the plan going in. And unfortunately, we couldn't get there. They put the big number up in the fourth inning.
What happened with him? And it looked like he was nibbling a little bit more, couldn't quite find a release point.
Yeah, I think certainly the leadoff walk to DeShields, base hit, and we make the error in the outfield, first and third, and we have the ground ball to Siegs, which, I think we got the guy at home on that play. So a couple plays weren't made, a couple ground balls get through, on pretty decent pitches, and then you know, ultimately, though, it's the walks. It's the free passes that got us in that inning, you know, along with the big swing or the big home run by Odor. So, you know, to pinpoint, and you're going out for the fourth, I think we're in great shape. You know, it just didn't work out that way.
It's kind of looked like they waited him out a little bit. He's thrown a lot of off-speed, and they kind of waited on him.
A little bit. I think, you know, they weren't strikes. And you've got to keep attacking the strike zone. You know, to their credit, they did lay off some close pitches there. But, again, the first three innings, I thought, as sharp as I've seen Felix in quite some time. So I was as surprised as anybody. You know, it got away from us there in the fourth inning.
Yeah, I think Odor got Albers last week, just like the left on left there.
Yeah, Odor has, you know, he's got power. There's no doubt he's got power, and he's hitting 149 off left-handed pitching this year. You know, Albers has done a really nice job for us. He made a mistake over in Texas against him, and unfortunately, you know, he got ahead 0-2 in the count, and he had a lot of places to go. Just got the ball in a really, really bad spot, and to a guy who's got 30 home runs, you know, you're going to pay the price. So, you know, you got to execute, and you got to continue in that situation. And Albers has done a really nice job for us this year. He just, you know, made a bad pitch in a bad spot.
Shea Simmons continues to pitch well for us.
Really, really did. Shea's got really good arm, got good stuff. It's nice to see him healthy and throwing the ball, you know, really well. The fastball's got a lot of life, and, you know, the last curveball he threw to strike out the last hitter, you know, was awesome. So definitely a bright side, you know, sign there. Our guys continue to battle and compete, and, you know, we got to play smarter. I got to play crisper baseball, and, you know, the walks, a couple of errors, base running, it all adds up, and so you can't overcome it, you know. No matter how many runs you score, you know, we got to be crisper there.
It was one of those plays, the eighth inning base running with Gamble there.
Yeah. You know, it's something that has happened to Ben a couple times this year. We've talked about it. We get out and work on it. You know, you've got to anticipate, and when the ball comes or it's hit off the bat, you know, where you're headed. It's a reaction play, but it's a mistake that should not be made at the big league level, and it's happening.
Scott, I know you're trying to stay game to game, but how costly are these last few games, given the Twins and Angels keep losing?
They hurt. There's no question about it. It definitely hurts. I think everybody feels it in our clubhouse. We got to play better baseball. You know, that's the ultimate. You're not going to the playoffs. You continue to make errors and you know, don't execute in crucial situations or make pitches. That's just where we're at. That's the reality of it. Our guys know that. It's not like they're not trying hard, but, you know, we got to continue to compete, and, you know, we got to make a little bit better decisions and execute better. And that's where we're at.
Deacon was struggling with his command there, walked a couple of loaded bases, and Alonzo going after the first pitch.
You know, it's, you know, Deacon, you know, he's pitched a lot for them recently. You know, the situation there, you know, they've got Bush up in the bullpen, ready to go if we do run a righty up there. Alonzo, you know, in the game, and, you know, got a pretty good pitch to hit. You know, he got out in front of it, rolled it over to first base. I don't have a problem. He smokes a ball there, hits a double, you know, and you're right there in the game. Now you've tied it, or we're right where we need to be. So I don't have a problem with that.
Felix Hernandez struggled in this one, allowing 6 runs, 5 earned, and 3 and a third frames. He talked after.
Lost my command a little bit. I mean, I was missing, but I was missing down in the zone, and 3 walks and a couple bases. So that's what happened. And I knew I was not going to go longer than 70, so I knew I was done for the day.
It's easy to get distracted when a couple of plays behind you don't go quite the way that you have it lined up.
It's part of baseball. Baseball's like that. I mean, you cannot do nothing about that. You just got to go through.
And Felix, you didn't pitch out on the stretch until the fourth.
Yeah.
Is that a factor?
Nah, I will say not really. I mean, I was different from the stretch than the wind up, so it may be. Yeah, why not?
How good did you feel those first 3, man?
It feels really good, man. Even in the fourth, I mean, the first walk to the shield, it was a close pitch. I mean, it was ball. But I feel really good.
It looked like they started trying to wait you out a little bit, too. They weren't going to maybe chase early because they're always aggressive, but it looked like in that third or fourth inning they were waiting a little bit.
They were waiting a little bit, but, you know, like I said, the first 3 innings I was going after hitter. I was throwing a lot of stride, and that was the difference between the first 3 and then the 4.
You should probably get 2 more starts. What do you want to get done here in these?
Just try to finish strong. I mean, the last 2 starts, I just want to go. I don't know how many pitches it's going to go, but I'm just going to finish strong. So. Yeah.
Can that mean something? I mean, given that, you know, twice on the disabled list, had your season really interrupted like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just tough for me. I mean, and I used to being in the DL, and like I said, what happens, and last 2 starts, just trying to finish strong, trying to get 2 wins for the team.
The Mariners try and avoid the sweep on Thursday with James Paxton on the hill.